Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, on this morning's CUNA media call, CUNA's chief economist Mike Schenk got on the phone and talked about their monthly credit union estimates, which have just been posted on CUNA's website. And the link is right below in the show notes. And Mike goes over the latest numbers with loans, savings, membership, and a whole lot more. But he also added that this gives us a kind of a first peek at a kind of a full year's data of what took place in 2020. So really revealing stuff here. So check it out.
Just a couple quick things I wanted to bring to your attention. First, as Lauren just mentioned, the monthly credit union estimates have been posted on our website at www.cuna.org/economics, really providing us our first peek on full year 2020 data from credit unions throughout the country. We sort of take a sample and gross that up, as you know. Our first peak, and it'll probably be a month or so before we actually have NCUA data. So it's a pretty valuable resource. And essentially what it's showing is what we've been reporting over the course of the last couple of years, really strong savings growth. In all, it looks like savings came in at 21% higher than what was the total outstanding in 2019. So a really significant increase in savings balances. Consumers are not surprisingly keeping those balances short and liquid. Relatively weak loan growth overall. The increase looks like it came in at 5% nationally, propelled almost exclusively by first mortgage growth. First mortgages, because of the massive wave of mortgage refinancings, came in at 11% higher over the course of the year. Auto loans were essentially flat. We saw new autos declined by about 4%, and used autos actually increased by about 4%. Unsecured loans were up by just a hair under 1%, so people are being pretty careful in terms of increasing those unsecured loan balances. And not surprisingly, with the mortgage refinancings, home equity loans and second mortgages actually declined by about 4%. So the bottom line there is, of course, that with really fast savings growth and relatively weak loan growth, loan-to-share ratios actually declined even more. We finished the year, according to monthly estimates, at 73.6%. I go all the way back to 2015, nearly 6 years ago, to see a loan-to-share ratio that low, which of course has really significant earnings implications for credit unions, because it essentially means that as the savings are rolling in, they're being put to work in investments, not loans. And of course, those investments are yielding fairly close to zero at this point. So that's a pretty big deal. The other thing related to loans that really stands out is that the federal fiscal stimulus and pandemic relief actually did have a significant effect on asset quality. We started the year with a delinquency rate of 0.7% at the end of 2019. And by the end of 2020, asset quality had actually improved with a delinquency rate of 0.61% at year end. So that's pretty cool. The other aspect that I wanted to bring up before I forget is that membership growth remained very strong. Memberships grew by 3.6% in 2019. It's a little bit of a slowing, but still 3.1% growth in memberships overall nationally. And that essentially compares to an increase in population of 0.5%. So memberships at credit unions grew roughly seven times faster than population growth in 2020, and that's really a direct reflection of credit union behaviors in the marketplace, their commitment to staying engaged and helping people through the worst of the pandemic. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick is that we do have a forecast meeting. CUNA economists and the CUNA Mutual chief economists are scheduled to meet later today. And we will post a forecast again on our website at cuna.org/economics a bit later this week.
Thank you very much for that information, Mike. And stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.